never know where it's heading.
Here we go.
With Rion.
I know where it's heading. Yeah, it was lekker when I was klaar. As the old man said, as the sagobak leeg was. Jy weet, 30 jaar. Hey, Joe?
Sure.
So, I said my first words in the year of our Lord, 1992, on the radio.
Yeah.
92.
Wow.
Said my first words.
Yes.
Who knew? En toe, ironies genoeg, het was nie op die licht nie. We were not broadcasting to really anyone at the time.
Oh, yes.
I thought we were. It was my Tux FM. They didn't tell me. No one's listening. Until about September of that year. I thought very special. I thought I had great skill because they gave me the breakfast show. After like a month that I was there.
Oh, you're like, hey.
He left my breakfast show to think, hey. I can see my talents. Meanwhile, back at the cabanas, we were broadcasting to speakers in the hostels on the Tux campus, and these speakers were not working. The only one that was working was the one in the lounge at Tux FM, and that time of the morning there was no one there.
So
I literally had no listeners.
You were just practicing. Good practice.
Yeah, for a year. The first time I actually went on FM was 95. Yeah, 93, February that year, a week, was on the air, FM. 30 jaar geleden, 29 jaar, to be specific. Nou is het klaar. Was lekker, maar nou is het klaar. Sheldine, wat is het?
Nee, ik weet het zelf niet, want ja, dat is, tjoh, ik... Ja, I'm kind of stuck for words in terms of, ek dink jy het so baie om te bied, en ek dink, iets wat mense nie altyd kan hoor of sien op die radio nie, is, they don't see the empathy. They don't see how much you care for your team. They don't see, I don't think people always see the human side and the immense heart.
Oh, wow.
So that's my thought at this stage, that I wish people could see that and how much you sincerely care about people, about us, and how passionate you are about your work. You take it serious. And I've learned a lot in the short while that I've been here. I've learned a lot from you.
Wow. Ja, dankie, Christel. Ik had niet dat verwacht, nie. Baie dankie. Oef. Maar ons gaan nie nou... No, let's not go there. Mm. Ek waardeer het. Dis baie mooi van jou om te sê. Really, thank you. Joe man.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know we're not supposed to go there, but I think it's like when you have a death in the family. The first yesterday was just the shock and not being able to say anything. And then comes the reflection part before the celebration of that career. And on that reflection, I just want to say thank you for taking a chance on an 18-year-old kid who you told to entertain Loftus with a matchstick. As I was sitting there in front of you and Anton Spavlovsky and Annelie Reynolds, as she was then, and Simon Frost or Simon Dingle, and I had to entertain Loftus with a matchstick. And then I told them that I'd do a magic trick if I would ever be in front of Loftus with a matchstick. And I just showed them the matchstick and I said, now you see it, threw it behind my back and said, now you don't.
And then he was a DJ. Yes. Now you don't. You remember?
Yeah. So that's the first part. Just to say thank you for seeing that. And here we are, 21 years later. Can you believe it? 21 years later.
Another.
Yeah. There's a lot more to say, but I think there'll be a little bit of time to chew through it and get through everything. Yeah.
Wow. The memories. Like a marigi.
I don't want to go there right now because I am unfortunately a bit of a teary person. So, and we don't really want to have tears on a Wednesday. That would be awkward for everybody, but mainly for me. But I do want to say that I do know that when I was doing stand-ins here at Jacaranda and I was at various stations, and I think I did my first stand-in here, And Mournay came to me afterwards and said, Rian wants you. And I was like, what? And he was like, Rian wants you. And I was like, no. He's like, yeah. And I was like, because I think it was like my first stand-in. I'd never worked with you before. Yeah. I didn't even know you really. And that conviction is something that I've seen with you, with everything else. Your sense of conviction of this is the right person, right time, right fit, and then you fight for them.
Mm.
And that is something that I think, something that I would like to adopt in my life, and I think more people should adopt in their life. Go with your gut and that sense of conviction and just follow through with it. Because that's what you do. It's how you've been so successful.
Well, it's a two-way street, though. I say altijd, if you don't have it, you don't have it. Even if you don't have that X factor as a broadcaster, yeah, you don't have it. So that dan help het nie enig iemand veg vir jou nie. But I mean, when I met you for the first time, and when I met you for the first time, any different with you said, it's not when I was introduced to that X factor for the first time, I knew like you fit into the puzzle. And now look at us. Succes. The ironie is, and this show is so solid that it maak nie saak wie hier sit nie. Like, the show exists. It's an organism by itself. And they'll probably change the name and what have you. Bring in the next cool kid. The next cool kid. If I was the cool kid. Maar succes. Ek dink die ding is, there's that. So the team has made the show. But it's neat, you know, I came from a place where you would sit and talk crap behind a microphone for hours. But om a team te rondom jou, and finally you get the right team. You get the dream team. But on it's the irony of it is, and you went out for stone, like your hele lewe lank, you fight for this one show where you can say what you want.
Yeah.
We can have a team that responds the way you guys do. And Dana said to us, okay, but now I'm almost 50. If I had this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think when we had the conversation, and it was a gesprek, I think it was the other side, sir, was a two-way thing. Yeah. You know, they sat with me and they said, do we really want to continue this? How do you? It's like this was a divorce.
Yeah.
It's like, is nie heeltemal seker hy is nog nie fit vir ons nie, en ek sê ek dink ek stem saam. So as a couple, let's decide that let's split on good terms.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. Yeah. No bad feelings.
Yeah.
We both agree it's maybe better for the station and better for me that we go our separate ways. And I'll see myself out. Stage left.
Drive with Rian. Weekdays 4 to 7. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM.